Just past few months, a deadly listeria outbreak led to a massive recall of Boar's Head deli meat. E. coli outbreaks were traced to onions on McDonald's quarter pounders and on organic carrots. And in late November, federal authorities launched an investigation into cucumbers contaminated with salmonella.
I think that this most recent spate of outbreaks and recalls has made the average American consumer far more anxious and nervous about food safety than ever before.
That's Darren Detweiler, a longtime food safety advocate and professor at Northeastern University, speaking to NPR's Allison Aubrey. A Gallup poll from July agrees. It found Americans' confidence in the government's ability to keep the U.S. food supply safe had sunk to a record low. More than 40% of the respondents said they either don't have much confidence that our food is safe or none at all. The FDA said more than 1,900 food and cosmetic products were recalled in the recent fiscal year. That's the most since 2019. Not every recall means there was an outbreak. Some come from things like undeclared allergens like nuts or eggs, or a loose machine part might fall into food at a processing facility. If it's called an outbreak, it means two or more people were sick with the same illness.
So typically, on average, fresh produce accounts for roughly half of all the number of outbreaks that we have in the U.S.
That's Amanda Deering, an associate professor of food science at Purdue University. As for why there seem to be more recalls these days, Deering says U.S. food surveillance has gotten more granular and regulators are better at communicating problems. Scientists now have advanced tools like whole genome sequencing to compare samples taken from sick people. That gives them a clear picture of an outbreak and helps track down the source. The U.S. has two main food regulators. The Agriculture Department is responsible for meat, poultry, and eggs, and the FDA handles essentially everything else. Other agencies like the CDC and EPA are also involved. Historically, tragedies like an E. coli outbreak in hamburgers in 1993 have brought big changes to how the U.S. regulates food. That process is still evolving. It was only in 2011, for instance, that the FDA was given the power to issue mandatory recalls. Consumer advocates say U.S. agencies need more systemic changes to get better at preventing problems. They also say responsibilities are spread across too many agencies. The next sign of real progress, the advocates say, is when outbreaks and recalls stop being routine events.